Well, good morning, gentle listener. It is I, it is me, the one and only Bill Small. One to a customer, none genuine without this signature. 8:13, it is Monday morning, and we are joined in the studio by Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC. And given the fact that we're going to be talking about the stock market, I think it's only appropriate that we start out with a morning verse. Well, hang on, let's start out with a morning verse. What do you got for us today?
Good morning, Bill. Beautiful day.
Yeah, it's rainy. But we need rain.
It is. Beautiful rain.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Psalm chapter 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Psalm 18, verse 2.
Well, we look at the stock market, and it has been, it would be one thing to call it a roller coaster, but a roller coaster goes up. Almost as much as it goes down, it goes back up again. This has been a descent into chaos this last month. Let's say I'm just your average guy sitting here with a modest stock portfolio. What should I be doing right now? I mean, should I be looking for a tall window to jump out of? Should I be just biding my time? Should I just ride the wave and hope things are going to get better? What's your advice?
Yeah. Well, there's certainly a lot of volatility going on, and the question becomes, what do I do?
Yeah.
And you know, a surfer rides the ocean waves. They use them for their benefit. They don't become a victim of them.
Mm-hmm.
If they're doing it right. And the stock market is a little the same way. It's going to do its thing. It's going to have waves going up and down. But as we, different stages of life dictate sort of how we operate. And so it's our belief that once it has sort of gotten you to where you need to be in life, you come to a place where you decide, am I really chasing after another dollar?
Mm-hmm.
Is my life dependent upon this market going up just one more time? Or can I exit and have a graceful exit and let the market continue to do its thing, but in the meantime, I'm taken care of with my needs? And it's a decision that's hard for people to make. And there's a lot of people that have ridden this good wave that the market's been on for several years and have really made significant amount of money. But if they don't act, it's easy to become a victim of the market.
Mm-hmm.
And wipe out and just ride that wave all the way back down. Just like you rode it up, you can ride it all the way back down. And that's what will happen for many people.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on history. But you don't have to do that. And what's cool is that there is a way where you can protect your money.
Okay.
You can get it out of the volatility and risk that the market brings you, and you can get a reasonable rate of return, and you can keep it simple and easy to understand. And that's what we help our clients do. And so I really feel for people as they're watching their portfolio go down, there becomes this feeling of, do I just stay in? I've already lost.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see if I can just ride it back up, hopefully, or is this going to go down for several years?
Is this a trend that's going to continue for the rest of my life is what some folks are worried about.
That's right.
When one is thinking along the terms of one's 401k, and so much of a person's 401k will be invested in stocks on the Dow Jones and in the NASDAQ, what would be a good point to start thinking about, you know, maybe I need to put this money somewhere else before I lose any more of it?
Right. You know, if I'm up 100%, you say, oh, that's a great time to get out.
Yeah.
What if I'm up 75%? Is that a good time to get out?
You tell me.
Sure, right? Right. If you go to the casino with a dollar and you're up $100,
mm-hmm.
you say, wow, that's a good time to leave. I've, you know, really increased my...
What if I just hit the jackpot one more time?
But what if I'm not up $100 anymore, but I'm up $75? Mm-hmm. Is this still a good time to get out of the casino? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Because you're still ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this illusion like, oh, my portfolio's down, but...
Well, you started at zero,
right.
And now you're at 70. You may have been up as 150.
Right.
Now you're down to 75. You're still up 75.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So we can get locked into this number that we're chasing when sometimes we have to say, this is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really won't change a lot of people's life if they double their holdings.
Right.
But it will probably change their life if they half them,
right.
If they cut them in half. And so you ask, what's a good sort of a rule of thumb?
Yeah, when should you really understand that you're not just nervous, that this is really something to be concerned about?
Yeah. Well, there's something called the rule of 100. And the rule of 100 says that if you're 60 years old, then 60% of your money should be safe.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 20 years old, then only 20% of your money should be safe. And it's just a guideline. Not everybody lives by that strictly, but it's a guideline to help you evaluate. And I don't know how many times I've seen people in their 60s, 70s, even in their 80s, and their broker has them invested like they just got out of college.
Right.
And they're chasing these returns.
Is a broker like that really working for the client, though?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you... It
makes you wonder.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does. When they're at a stage of life where they can no longer afford to take those hits,
mm-hmm.
Like they used to be able to. And so we need to reevaluate the risk. And so tomorrow evening at Thayer at Big Ed's Steakhouse, we're having a seminar, financial seminar. Our listeners are invited. It's at 6:15 p.m.
Still have some seats for that, huh?
We still have some seats. It's mostly full, but we do have a few seats left. You can call our office at 620-331-8800, and we'll have clients there. We'll have new faces, and we're excited to meet everybody. So,
why don't we take a quick break, and then we talk more about what folks can expect again at that seminar tomorrow. As we visit with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance, LLC. These are nervous times, but when you're entering choppy waters, it's best to have a skilled and experienced captain at the helm of the ship. So we'll be talking more about that as we continue on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We are the Mighty 690 KGGF. 22 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. And since Monday morning... You know, we're visiting with Charles Skank from Skank Insurance, LLC. And your second of two seminars coming up tomorrow up in Thayer. Tell us about that again.
So everyone is invited, our listeners. It's at 6:15, and we focus on taking control of your money and looking at your options as far as when you approach retirement, things that you need to keep in mind, the pitfalls to avoid, and the strategies that you need to put in place to make sure that your money lives as long as you do.
Right.
That's the fear, that we don't want to outlive our money. And so that money that we've set aside needs to fund our retirement. And our goal is to preserve it and maximize its lifetime.
Exactly. And you want to get advice from a professional. You don't go to a plumber when you have a toothache. You don't go to somebody hanging drywall when you've got something medically wrong with you. You go to a trained professional, somebody who knows what they're dealing with. And somebody like you, Charles, would be that professional in these turbulent times.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
So but what sort of a time investment are we looking at for this investment, for this seminar?
So it starts at 6:15, mm-hmm. and... I'll give like a 35 or 40 minute presentation.
It'll be before or after chowing down?
Before we eat.
Okay.
And I'll give that. I think they serve salad first.
Right.
And then give the presentation, then a meal, and then everybody's free to leave.
Excellent.
When they choose.
Okay. So how do folks, you said you had some seats available for this yet. How do folks register for those?
Call our office, 620-331-8800. Reserve your seat. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Okay. We got a few minutes left here, so I'm going to ask you to put your speculator hat on a little bit. Where do you think the Dow Industrials and the NASDAQ are going to go from here?
You know, I don't know.
See, that's the answer I was looking for.
Yeah. And the person that tells you they know, the person that tells you that, oh, it's okay, just leave your money where it's at, leave it at risk, leave it, let it ride, they don't know either. They don't know either. And they have a vested interest of keeping your money at risk. And so it's really wise to get a second opinion and to then what maybe what you're sort of locked into getting and just get somebody else's viewpoint.
Well, in your opinion, what's moving the market right now?
Well, there's all of this stimulus, all of this money that they've injected into the system. It's like on a, been on a sugar high.
You're talking about the Fed specifically?
Yeah, right.
The no interest money?
Yeah. That's right. It's like a sugar high that we've been on.
We've been asking folks what their favorite breakfast cereal was when they were a kid, and they're all listing sugary cereals.
That's right.
We have a taste for that stuff.
We like that, but there's a good reason we don't eat that for lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Because if you try to live on that, your body's going to crash.
Exactly.
And
it's kind of what's happening.
That's right. Yeah. It's been put into our system for so long that we've had this stimulus for breakfast, lunch, and supper every day for months now.
And now the Fed thinks they're going to fix that by jacking up the interest rate 0.25% here, 0.25% there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Talk to an expert. That's my advice. We have Charles Skenk, Skenk Insurance, LLC. Why don't you give him your contact info again?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. We also here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th. Phone number here is 620-236-6930. And once again, for the seminar, to reserve your spot, 620-331-8800.
So have your sugary cereal for breakfast, and then maybe a nice salad and some protein, lean protein for lunch, and then go nuts at dinner.
That's right.
That's my advice. All right, Charles, thank you so much for being with us. And when we see you on Friday, you can tell us how the seminar went and sort of things you have guys have planned for the future.
That's right.
All right, it's Monday morning here at the Mighty 690 KGGF.